that point, there was we hardly knew any lesbians with children. That actually moved to Chawton because there were a few other families that we knew here, so we wanted to kind of build that community. It was a time of real change, but it was also a time during the 80s when we had Section 28, which was a piece of legislation under the Thatcher era, which basically said that, described us as a pretended family, and that was the actual phrase used in the legislation, and they prohibited schools from what they called promoting homosexuality. You know, it was very tough, but it also grew a whole kind of community response just by being and living how we were, breaking down those kind of barriers and stereotypes. And we actually we pioneered one piece of legislation because in the mid-90s, there was a new piece of, there was the Children Act that came into law, which was designed to give parental responsibility to, for example, a grandparent who was looking after a child. But our friend, who's a solicitor, said, this is a real opportunity for you because you can claim joint parental responsibility under this legislation. So we were the first couple to do that for two children. Wow. So we had this like test case that went to the High Court. But in the end, we got joint residence orders for the children, which was a real breakthrough.